Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you're moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you're looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in Far Bombay.
This is going to be a very exciting day, people. There's so much going on that you need to know about. I want to first direct you to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. And if everybody's done what they're supposed to have done, you will find a button on the navigation bar at sabrams.com that says Travel TV. And when you click on Travel TV, it's going to take you over to the place where we are at the moment archiving the video of the TV shows. And as of today, there should be eight of them, the eighth one having just finished airing as we just went on the air now, because it airs in East Coast time at 5 p.m. on Sundays, and we go on the air with radio at 6 p.m. on Sundays. So just as Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams is going off of TV, being welcomed into 40 million households coast to coast on the mainland of the U.S. and in Hawaii. How cool is that? Yeah, on Oahu, the antenna of the radio station is in Honolulu. So we're in Oahu, in Honolulu and its environs. We are in Maui. And we're in Lanai and Molokai. So aloha, all you all. And hopefully one day soon we'll do a show about at least a little bit of the Hawaiian Islands, because there's not all that much you can fit into an hour, frankly. And Hawaii is just, every part of it is unique and different. Every island is different from every other island. They all have their own personality. And that's not entirely different from just about every destination in the world, or even take a state in the U.S. You go to one part of the state, it's one thing. You go to another part, it's another thing. You know, you look at Massachusetts, where we are, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. When you look at New York State, how many times have I heard somebody say, oh, I went to New York and I couldn't live there. Why couldn't you live there? Oh, crowded, noisy. What, did you only stay in Manhattan? And in Manhattan, did you only stay in the shopping, theater district, museum kind of area of the city? There's a whole lot more to just the city of New York. That's very different from Manhattan. But then get out of New York City, and oh my goodness, as a matter of fact, when you go to sabrams.com/travel TV, we'll take you right there. Or go to sabrams.com in the navigation bar and click on Travel TV. Click on the episode. I'm going to say it was episode 7. It was episode 7. I'm sure I'm remembering correctly. Is about Dutchess County in the Hudson Valley of New York. It's about Oh, they like to say it's a 72-minute drive, which I think is hilarious. But it's just barely over an hour drive. And you can take the two different trains you can take to get into the region. You can take Amtrak out of Penn Station. You can take Metro North, which is a commuter line, out of Grand Central Station. You can drive. You probably could take a bus if you wanted to. And I'm sure there are people that bicycle and moped and motorbike and motorcycle, and I don't know all the differences, but that's the end of that vocabulary. But it gives you an opportunity to go into a place with mountains and trails and hiking and biking and waterfalls and wineries and vineyards galore and breweries and cutesy little towns and a lot of farms. And driving through there was more wilderness than we have in Berkshire County, and I thought we were pretty underpopulated. I live in a town where there are 35 households per square mile. So that would be like saying I couldn't live in Boston. It's just too metropolitan, cosmopolitan, whatever. You know, contrary to popular opinion, even at the State House in Boston, there is more to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts than just that eastern part with Cape Cod and Quincy and Boston and all that jazz and the to the right of us. Come out left and visit us in Berkshire County. You'll love it. So I was in Dutchess County. And I was visiting a place called the Statsburg House Museum, whatever, whatever. It's got a long name. Keeps going. They say they're in Hyde Park, not New Hyde Park. New Hyde Park is on Long Island in New York. They're in Hyde Park. And according to the map, they're in Statsburg. That's why it's called the Statsburg Historic Home Museum, whatever. It's gorgeous. And it reminds me of a castle in Ireland named Ballyfin, which is part of the Relais and Chateau group. And I did an interview with this fine gentleman. He was delightful, charming, witty, funny, and very well informed, whose title is Educator at the Statsburg Museum Home in Hyde Park, New York, in Dutchess County, in the Hudson Valley. And in the midst of this, you'll see it. It's in the video of that's posted online if you go to sabrams.com/travel TV or go to sabrams.com and click on Travel TV on the navigation bar. So his name's Don Fraser, and I'm interviewing him, and he gets to the point where he says that the daughter, the couple that lived there, the Mills, Ruth Livingston Mills and Ogden Mills, both of whom were wealthy in their own right, but apparently Mr. Mills was, as they would say in French, ungestopt. I don't know if you know this French word. Overly, amazingly wealthy. And they had twin daughters. Their daughter, Beatrice, married a fellow in Ireland, who was an aristocrat, owned a castle, took the money over there in 1905, and used her money to make improvements, including putting in central heating and this and that, which was typical of the time. And if you watched Downton Abbey, you'll remember that Lord Grantham married Lady Grantham, who was a rich American woman, and then used her money to improve Downton Abbey, which in fact is a Highclere castle in England, just a bit outside of London. And that's, you know, part of a true story. And it happened again and again in Europe where, you know, they had taxes and they had these big elephant houses to take care of and maintain, and they didn't have the money to do it. And so they married wealthy Americans and they poured their money in. And so I asked where it was, and he didn't really recall. And I asked the name of the castle, and he didn't really recall. And then it came to him in a flash, Castle Forbes with an S. And I said, do you know where that is? Because I'm not familiar with that castle. And he said, It's in Longford. And I, at TV, we got an hour. It goes fast. There was no time to explain it, but that's why we have radio. And I've got somebody on the line with me. I'm going to introduce to you now, and we're going to carry forth through the hour till we learn everything we need to learn, because she is in Longford in Ireland. And we'll be right back to talk with Anna Delaney right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
I have on the line with me, and with just enough time before we have to go into a break, Anna Delaney. Anna is a Longford, County Longford, Ireland tourism expert, having worked for years for the tourist board in Longford. Where exactly was your office in Longford that you went to work at to help tourist people know what to do and where to go in Longford, Anna?
Hi, Stephanie. The tourism office is based on the Market Square, which is in the center of town.
Oh, so you were in the town of Longford, in the county of Longford.
Yes.
And for people in the United States,
yes,
particularly people in New York, it's like New York, New York, or Hempstead in the town of Hempstead. Well, this will be Longford in the town, in the county of Longford. And Longford's a pretty big, important place in County Longford, and we're going to continue to talk with Anna and find out about Council Forbes, because this blew my mind, and I'm going to tell you why after these important messages. So stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
And their fancy cars and their limousines, a bit high in the Rockies, under the evergreens, evergreens, that's right. But I know what I'm needing. More time. I'm in New York state of mind.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heart heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at ireland.com.
How are things in Glacamore?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Anna Delaney, a former Longford tourism staff person in County Longford, Ireland. And if you missed the last segment, you can pick it up. Podcast for 52 weeks and archived forever at travelers411.com for the podcast and sabrams.com. where you'll get the show notes, and you can click for the archived audio and all that jazz. So I was explaining, I went to a historic home in Dutchess County, New York. You can see the interview and the part where the gentleman I'm interviewing, Don Fraser, at Stattsburg Historic Museum, home, house, whatever. It's a really long name. Forgive me. I can't commit that to memory. It's, you know, like Einstein didn't want to learn his phone number because he could always look it up. That's how I feel about the name of this place. It's Stattsburg. It was the home of the Mills family. And one of the Mills girls married a fellow who had inherited Castle Forbes in County Longford, Ireland. Now, I didn't mention this in the video you can see when you go to sabrams.com and click on Travel TV, or go to sabrams.com/travel TV and click on episode 7, the one about Dutchess County, New York. I didn't stop the conversation to inject this, but let me inject it now. The town of Lanesboro, Massachusetts, in Berkshire County, which would be pronounced Berkshire in the other side of the ocean, and the town of Lanesboro in County Longford are twinned. And they are twinned because I got a good idea one night, and my husband went along with the plan and assisted, and we managed to get the two towns twinned. In 2007, the paperwork was actually signed. The event started, the series of events started in 2006. So it's now 11 years. Actual St. Patrick's Day would be 11 years since the signing of the accord between the two towns. Can you people hear that rumbling through the microphone system? There is amazing. Maybe you want to find what is that? My goodness. We seem to have a marching band coming somewhere near our studio, and we're picking up all the sound from that. And we're just going to deal with it. So we went to Lanesboro in County Longford many times. I've gotten to know hundreds of people who live in the town of Lanesboro and live in the county of Longford. So when I heard somebody from Dutchess County married somebody in the early 1900s, somewhere around 1905, moved to Ireland and did her best to use her money, because she came from amazing wealth, to, her name was Beatrice Mills. Go look it up. Her father, Ogden. Her mother was Ruth Livingston Mills. And she took her money and helped restore and make this castle special and whatever. So when I asked Don Fraser, what's the name of the castle? Where is it? He ultimately came up with those two pieces of information. Castle Forbes, County Longford. And I said, well, I'm going to find out what it's all about, and I'm going to get back to you. So I put the wheels in motion, and I spoke with Keith O'Brien at Longford Tourism, who said, oh, you got to talk to Anna Delaney. And she is a goldmine of information about this, that, and the other. So we are now going to forge into talking with Anna about this, that, and the other. I know you've been trying to get it. The reason, apparently, Anna, that I don't know much of anything other than the name and location about Castle Forbes, the castle that is associated with Statsburg Mansion in Dutchess County, New York, is that it's not really, it's not a museum that you can pay your admission to the door and see, and it's not really open to view inside the castle except once a year when the people who own the place invite people to just come on the grounds and I guess have a picnic, I don't know, walk around, do whatever. So what did you find out, and what are you sending me so I can know more about this?
Okay. So I went in to speak to our county archivist, Martin Morris, and unfortunately I didn't get Martin today. He's on annual leave. But another of the people that worked there gave me access to some notes, and what I discovered was that, yes, indeed, Beatrice Mills, daughter of Ogden Mills of Strasbourg, married the Earl of Granard, so the 8th Earl of Granard.
Okay, now hang on a second right there, because I need you to be the vehicle to go make a correction. When I went started out just by going online to see what could I find out about Castle Forbes, in one of those very official looking websites, that's why you can't trust anything you read and less of what you hear. When I went online, it said just what you just said, Beatrice Mills of Strasbourg. It is not Strasbourg. And first of all, they don't spell it B-O-U-R-G, which would lead you to believe it's Strasbourg, France. They don't say, but the information you got, did it say stats? Because online it says Strasbourg, and it doesn't even say what country that's in.
Yeah, it says Strasbourg online, and that's on the aboutireland.ie website.
Well, you got to go track those people down, because I couldn't find the contact for them to straighten them out. But it's Statsburg, spelled with two A's, like, you know, Dutch. Statsburgh, and it's New York.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right? And they it might be smart if they mentioned it's just like next to Hyde Park, H-Y-D-E Park, New York, which is where Franklin Delano Roosevelt's presidential library, museum, and historic home is located. So,
okay.
I mean, that's hot stuff. All right. Makes for a really nice day in Dutchess County, by the way. And in between, you could make it a reservation if you can get one. So go make one early enough at the CIA, and I don't mean the Central Intelligence Agency, at the Culinary Institute of America, where, you know, fancy chefs learn to be fancy chefs. And you can, so can you imagine? You go to Statsburg House, you go for lunch at the CIA, Culinary Institute of America. And then you go to FDR's house, museum, presidential library. What a lovely day. And if you live close enough, you can go home. But if you're a visitor or you live farther away, then stay overnight and enjoy yourself and do more things, because that's only scratching the head of the pin that, you know, Dutchess County has to offer. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back because I want to find out more. When we go to Longford, we typically go and spend all of our time in Lanesboro with the folks that are part of the twinned arrangement between Lanesboro, Massachusetts and Lanesboro, Ireland. And I spend all my time with them, so we don't get to do a lot and see things. It's like when my mother used to go home to visit her sisters. We never got out of anybody's kitchen. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Anna Delaney, former...
Hi, Stephanie.
Longford tourism expert. How long did you work in County Longford Tourism in Ireland, Anna, for the tourism department?
I was there working in the tourism office for them for nearly 7 years.
Well,
yeah, around that time.
Had you been in tourism before?
No, my background would be in hospitality. And
well, what'd you
I
do?
Came to be. I was working in hotels and restaurants and bars, both here at home and in America and in Germany, actually, for quite a number of years.
So let's start with America. Any place we'd know?
Arizona, a place called Tempe, and in a pub called Rula Bula.
Okay. That sounds like fun. The name alone sounds like fun.
It was an experience. Yeah.
Yeah, and where in what hotels did you work?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a while now. So I wouldn't have worked in hotels in America. I would have just worked in that premises, the Rula Bula pub in Tempe. And
did they know how to pour a good Guinness?
Oh, yeah, they did. It's a beautiful place, actually, So I stayed
a lot of Irishmen
in there now.
A lot of Irishmen in Arizona. I made a mistake a few weeks back when I said I think his name was John O'Connor. Oh, who's your assistant? I hear your assistant has something to say there. Who is that woofing?
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm hoping that they don't all just go a little bit crazy now and all start barking. I have a menagerie of animals. So
tell me about
they don't make too much noise.
That's okay. Tell me about the dogs. Dogs are great. Screaming children, not so much.
Oh, okay. All rescue dogs. So they make quite a lot of noise. They didn't talk for quite a while, but now they make up for it. So,
how many do you have?
At the most inappropriate times. 5.
Oh, my gosh. God bless you, woman. You're my kind of lady. So, I was talking for my audience that remembers. You remember Brad Weiser? He's an important part of the family that's, I want to say it's Hostmark Hospitality. They own 30-something hotels, most of them in Florida, a lot of them in Florida. And they opened the Perry Hotel 4 months before the hurricane hit the Key West area. Happily, that hotel didn't take too much damage because they were a little bit away from the part where the wind came through. So they lost some plants, but, it wasn't as bad as it was in other places in Florida. And he's got 3 rescue dogs. I mean, I knew I loved this man, and then I found out about the dogs, and that clinched it. So when I come to Longford next, and I got to come with my jeans on, sit down on the floor, and play with your dogs. So,
they'd be happy after that, yeah.
Yeah. So where did I leave you? We were talking about
I was telling you what I had found out so far.
Yeah, but I want to know what hotels in Ireland you worked in. Any that I would know?
Oh, my gosh. Well, one would have been out in Killiney. So there's Killiney Castle.
You mean Fitzpatrick? Are you talking about Fitzpatrick Castle?
I beg your pardon?
Fitzpatrick Castle in Killiney.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, if things...
But that's a long time ago now.
Well, you know...
That would have been...
How long ago?
That would have been in the early... Let me think. Early 90s, actually.
Okay.
And there was Killiney Court Hotel, which was further down, kind of looking out on the bay.
Let's go back a little bit for a moment. When you were at Fitzpatrick Castle, Mark Scott Lennon, Ethna Fitzpatrick's eldest son, would have probably been about, I don't know, 12 years old or something, maybe less. He's now the general manager there. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact,
I've been there.
As a matter of fact, today on Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, the show was about castle hopping in Ireland, and one of the castles featured was Fitzpatrick Castle, and Ethna, the son of Paddy Fitzpatrick, who founded that whole Fitzpatrick Hospitality Group. So I know you're wonderful because everybody that worked for him had the most amazing training. Amazing training.
Oh.
And today they're leaders in tourism all over, not only Ireland, but America and New Zealand and Australia and all over the UK, all over the place, all over the world. But in any event, so let's dive into, you apparently have dug up a whole bunch of stuff about this castle, Castle Forbes.
Well, only some, and I haven't been able to get through it all today because, basically I was on the hunt all day to see what I could find out for you. And I'd prefer if you were able to speak to our county archivist, him being the historian and not I. But we did confirm that Beatrice married the 8th Earl of Granard and became Countess of Granard. And that it was she actually, here's a quirky little fact now, she introduced the grey squirrel, apparently, to Ireland. And that was interesting. So there's loads of interesting information on her. And I've sent you on, or I'm sending you on, pictures of what it was I found. But
okay.
It would probably be much better for you to speak to Martin.
Oh, I will.
He'll
be back
later next week.
Yeah, not to worry. We'll follow up with him. But that's an interesting story because for those of you who are listening who have never been to Europe, for the most part, I mean, you go to Paris and you go to all these beautiful parks in Paris and they have these little rat-looking skinny squirrels and they're red. They're like a reddish, like
they're red squirrels.
Yeah, Rubaroso beards. They have little skinny tails, scrawny looking tails, and they have little skinny, scrawny bodies. And I'll bet that when Beatrice married the whatever Earl of whatever and arrived in Ireland, she was very disappointed that there weren't all the cute squirrels. Well, our squirrels are adorable. You don't want to play with them because they're wild animals and they will bite you. Although I know people who have trained squirrels that come that are near where they live to come up and eat peanuts and things out of their hand. I wouldn't do that. I don't recommend it. I think it's a great idea till you get bitten. Then it's not such a good idea. But the thought that she arrived in Ireland, the thing she missed was gray squirrels. So what'd she do? She went home and got them, or she had somebody ship them over to her?
I'm not entirely sure what she'd done, but I would imagine she had somebody ship them over for her.
Well,
right.
She would have had to, because
yeah,
there were no planes.
They wiped out the red squirrel anyway, apparently. So,
oh, wow.
I thought that was an interesting thing to
That really is. Well, if you find any other squirrely things, oh, slap her for saying that. Let me know, because I'd be really interested in knowing about it. But I'm going to read all the email things you sent me. So let's focus on, there is a time during the year where people are invited onto the ground of Castle Forbes, but it's a private dwelling and a private estate. And can you see it from the road?
No, you can't. And it's the Lady Georgina lives there at the moment. And
you got to get me introduced to her.
I beg your pardon?
You got to get me introduced to her.
She spends a lot of time in France, apparently.
Well, she's no
fool. Once a year, then during Heritage Week, the grounds would be open to the public, so people can book in as part of a tour, and they can tour the grounds and
but not the house.
See the castle. I think there have been some people, if they wanted to see the house, would have made a special appointment with her to see it, but not in group tours in recent years anyway.
Okay, so here's what I need you to do for me, Anna. I need you to noodle around with the people you know who work there and others who know. Is it Countess Georgina or Lady Georgina?
She's Lady Georgina.
Lady Georgina. Okay. I'm going to let you know when I'm coming over next and see what we can do about finding the intersection of she is at home and we are invited. And I would love to go and visit with her because I have visited with some very fancy pants people in their very fancy pants castles and dwellings. The one that comes to mind first is the 10th Duke of Roxburgh at Flores Castle in Kelso in the Scottish Borders region of Scotland. And we interviewed him in his private residence, in his private library. And I should dig up pictures and throw it up so you can see it in a blog or something. So I love the raspberry sherbet colored V-neck cashmere sweater he was wearing with a blue and raspberry checkered shirt. I wanted to lift that outfit off his body. And he had, by the way, he had a blonde colored cocker spaniel named Oates who pouted the whole time I was interviewing him because that was the time of day they used to go out on the boat or go fishing, and he didn't want any of me. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Talking with Anna Delaney. We're going to talk about what's to see and do in Longford besides visit Lanesboro, which is the only place I ever go. I get in there, it's like quicksand. I don't get out. So we're going to find out more. Don't leave me. And take some of them. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andrus Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Well, in the merry month of May,
it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Anna Delaney, who recently left her position in Longford Tourism, where she would be in the tourism office and assist people in knowing what there was to see and do in County Longford, Ireland, a place that I spend a lot of time in, but probably 95% of the time is in the town of Lanesboro. And I'm hoping that the next time I am in the region, I get to actually go and see some of the things I know about. For instance, everybody always mentions to me a castle, and it starts with an R, I think. Rhine something? No, I don't know. What's the name of that castle that's just outside? It's almost in Lanesboro, but it's just down the road a little bit.
Huh. You're talking about a ruin. Is it
Rathcline? Rathcline.
Rathcline. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. That would be, it's a ruin of a castle that is outside of Lanesboro, yeah.
All right. We'll have to go over and have a look at it. Can you walk around it?
You can, but a lot of those ruins are on private land, you know, so there wouldn't necessarily be the best accessibility. Now, I mean, if you were looking for it to go to some of the main attractions, for the accessibility isn't an issue and there's proper facilities and everything, you would be probably better off going to someplace like Corley Trackway Visitor Centre. Like, that's an incredible place to
Okay, visit. Now go slow. And spell what you're saying, because I can't catch it. What's the name of this place?
It's called Corley Visitor Centre.
How do you spell that?
Corlea.
Corley Visitor Centre. And that's where?
Yeah. That's outside of Kena Village.
Okay. How far is that from Lanesboro?
It's not too far, Lanesboro.
Not too far? Okay.
Okay, so not very far. It's quite near to Lanesboro, so a short drive.
And what's there when you get there?
Okay, so it's in what they discovered was an ancient Iron Age trackway through the Boglands, and they've dated it to approximately 148 BC. So there's an interpretive centre there that tells the story of the trackway and the peoples who lived on the Boglands at that time and how they built the trackway and what they used it for. And there's all kinds of theories for who it was that built it and what its purpose was. Was it ceremonial? It didn't seem to actually be used very much. So it was.
So what is a trackway? Is it like just a road system?
It was a road, yeah. So there, it's a really large Iron Age road, basically, across the Boglands. And it's made up of huge oak pieces. And they were able to, it was preserved in the peat because whoever built it, when they built it, because of the weight of it, it actually sank into the peat. And the peat preserved
bog oak. The bog oak and the bog pine, and you know, in Lanesboro, you know, did you know there were two butcher shops, and one sold off and retired, and the one who sold off and retired is John Casey. You know, John Casey's butcher shop was on the main road that went right through. It might still be there. I think he, you know, sold it to somebody when he retired. But his brother, Michael Casey, is a very famous bog oak sculptor.
And this, exactly.
Yeah, the oak managed to, you know, sink down into the peat bogs where they get the peat that they use and burn in the fireplaces that makes all that wonderful aroma when the fire is burning. It's lovely, a peat fire. And so they would find bog oak, which is like 5,000 years old, and bog pine, which is about 3,000 years old. And so Michael Casey started carving things out of it. As a matter of fact, Lanesboro, Ireland, gave the town of Lanesboro, Massachusetts, a sculpture made by the sculptor Michael Casey, John Casey, the butcher's brother, called Two Herons on a Log. And it's somewhere in Town Hall. It used to be in the selectman's office where they would have their weekly meetings, but somebody moved it someplace, I think into a curio cabinet, and I'm not really sure where it is anymore. But there are a lot of artists in Ireland who sculpt out of bog oak, and there's a big giant bog oak tree trunk that has some sculpting to it done by Michael Casey up in County Mayo in a place called Cage of Fields, which is a 6,000-year-old agrarian community that's amazing to visit. Okay, so, all right, so the Corlea Visitor Center just outside of Ladensboro, Ireland.
It's just outside of the village of Keena, which is not far from Ladensboro, Ireland.
Okay.
And if you had wanted to see some of the work that Michael Casey and his son Kevin do, their studios are located at Barley Harbour, which is also in that area, like Lanesboro, Keena, that kind of area. It's Newtown Cashel, basically, and Barley Harbour is based just outside of Newtown Cashel Village.
And Newtown
Cashel. So you can go to the studio. Newtown Cashel.
Yes, that's the new name for Castle Forbes. Where Castle Forbes Castle is. That's the one thing I learned when I was busy online trying to learn more about Castle Forbes. It's fascinating. Where else should we go visit?
You should definitely visit the village of Arda. And the story of Arda, Arda was where the first St. Mel's Cathedral was built. It's where St. Mel came to Arda. And he had his first cathedral there. He's buried beneath what was the first cathedral, although it wasn't a cathedral, it was a small wooden building upon which later on they built a stone building. And then afterwards, the cathedral was built in the county town of Longford. But you can visit the site of the original stone church or wooden structure in the village of Arda.
And are you saying this is St. Mel's?
Yes.
Well, I want to tell you about St. Mel's. My husband grew up down the street from St. Mel's Church in Flushing, New York. So that's got to be the connection there, people. All of you listening in that region, you got to get yourself to County Longford and visit where the first St. Mel's Cathedral was. I think that's fascinating. We've come to the end of the hour. Anna, I'm going to come over. You and I are going to sit down and meet, and maybe we'll go to tea together to visit Lady Georgina at Castle Forbes. Go make it happen, woman. You can do it. Stay with me, everybody. Okay. We're going to listen to the top of the hour news, and then we're going to come right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.